serious. I have a recorder. I have.
I brought you here.
And the past tense of fit, what would you say, that fit him well today? Fit him well yesterday?
It fit him.
And the coat and pants might be called a what?
Suit.
And just bought it, it's a?
New suit.
And the pockets are all filled with things. The pockets really what out there?
Bulging.
And the collar wasn't sand fried after it was washed, it?
Wilted.
Yeah, but it gets smaller.
It shrunk.
Now, something you might put coins in.
Thanks.
Or a change.
Oh, a change price?
MA or something you might wear in your list.
Bracelet.
And someone gives you a bracelet, he says, go on.
Wear it.
Or put.
I'll put it on your wrist.
And something you open up in the rain.
Umbrella.
And something you put over the, on a bed, put this over the blankets.
Bedspread.
And now, and something you, this is a washable thing, it's thicker, sometimes it's thicker than it may, sometimes serves as a bedspread. Spick or something like that, it's not quite a blanket. It's heavy.
Quilt.
Okay. And a bed on the floor. Bed made up right on the floor, just a
bedroll.
And if something goes completely across, you say it goes what across? It goes
all the way across.
The best kind of soil for raising things is what? The black, rich black.
Humus.
And a low-lying grassland would be called a?
Lowlanding.
Okay. How about something else? Watery place. It's a low-lying place that collects water and water stays in there.
Cold.
Okay, but this is in the, not necessarily near the sea. Like the Okefenokee or something like that, call it, or what? Just a, what kind of land? There's a lot of reeds and.
Oh, marsh.
That's near, how about just the inland though? That's still along the sea.